And we go back now to the San Diego area. Residents of a planned community called Scripps Ranch are returning to what little is left of their homes. More than 300 houses there were destroyed by fire. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco accompanied several residents through the wreckage.
Living on the hardest-hit street and the hardest-hit area of California, retiree Gabriela Myers faced the following question early Sunday morning. What to grab when a tornado of smoke and fire is headed for your house?
Underwear. Panties. That's it.
Not 40 years of professional papers, not the notes for three books she was researching, not the computer diskettes, not even her pre-Columbian jewelry or designer clothes and shoes, just underwear.
I don't comprehend it. I consider myself somewhat smart. But it's not smartness, you know, it's, you just lose it. You just lose it.
In her panic, Myers snatched up an empty suitcase and an almost useless small fire extinguisher. And she did manage to rescue her two dogs and four cats. But yesterday she returned to find her home reduced to rubble and soot. Myers trudged over the blackened remains of her bedroom, poking the ash with her cane. With a small pickaxe, she tried desperately to open two metal file cabinets that were still very hot to the touch.
Oh, look what melted. My degrees were right here. My degrees are right there. This is the degrees. Ashes. Look at that. Look. Nothing. Nothing.
Myers says she was once a diplomat in Costa Rica, a board member of a bank, and an academic. She lived with her 30-year-old son, Chris, a mortgage broker who was renting the two-bedroom house. He lost two motorcycles and four cars he was fixing in the garage. Now, just molten metal shells.
It's a Harley Davidson over by the washer dryer. This is a new Yamaha. But yeah, there's $60,000 in motorcycles in front of us, uninsured motorcycles.
Gabriella and Chris Myers are not sure what will happen to them next. They're sleeping on squeaky cots at the Red Cross emergency shelter at nearby Mira Mesa High School. But most of the people burned out of their homes have been staying with family and friends or in hotels. Scripps Ranch is a neighborhood of tract homes costing $600,000 to $1 million each. In this Brady Bunch-like suburb, children had been looking forward to trick-or-treating door-to-door. But that won't be possible in many cul-de-sacs that were gutted by fire. Firefighters were able to hold back flames in some parts of Scripps Ranch. Nancy Pettit and her husband returned to find their home smoky but intact.
We're okay. So God spared us, and then it's our job to help those who didn't. I'm sorry. There's a lot of our friends. We've got at least 10 personal friends that have lost their houses. I mean, this is a close-knit community, and we all stand together, and we've raised our kids here, and we've been through Little League together, and it's going to be tough.
Before residents were allowed back in, 20-year-old Vanessa Alvarez and her cousins Claudia and Cecilia sneaked past police barricades to look for anything that remained of their family's history. The only thing left was a pile of photo albums hidden away in the garage. Sitting in front of the still smoldering house, they peeled off half-burned photos. Alvarez found singed snapshots of herself as a baby, charred images from Halloween and birthday parties, and faded shots of her parents in the 1970s.
Just together, and you can tell they're young, and they looked like about juniors or sophomores in high school.
They were high school sweethearts?
Yeah. And there's just this picture of them, and they just look so happy.
Last night, more than 1,500 Scripps Ranch residents crowded into St. Gregory's Catholic Church to pray. Some of them still wore masks over their mouths. After Mass, officials answered questions about how to find demolition crews, how to watch for scam artists. Lane Rasmussen took the microphone to express what many in the community were feeling.
On behalf of those of us whose houses were not saved, I'd like to say thanks to the fire crews. I had the distinction, of watching my house burn. On television. I want the fire crews to know that I appreciate what they tried to do. And going downwind of my house, there are several homes damaged but standing. And I know they're there because they had to leave my house. I want to say thank you to the firemen one more time.
The people of Scripps Ranch say for now at least they're out of danger, unlike neighbors in some nearby communities that are surrounded by rings of fire. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, San Diego.